to get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends that aren't involved in this game, or that aren't on the same path. You know what I mean? Because it's just not, it doesn't make sense. And that is the demon that I need to conquer. You know what I mean? Because I have friends outside of the sport, and you know, I can get into trouble and go out.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game, in any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And people are talking to me and in my head I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
Connor, you've been dreaming about this moment. You've been talking about this moment. Honestly, though, does it feel the way you thought it would?
Yeah, it does. It feels beautiful. I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precisely, and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality. And that's what that's what I am feeling right now. It's a dream come true.
Connor, in February of 2013, we spoke for the first time. You didn't have a car. You didn't have a pot to piss in. All you had were blueberries. Now here you are with the undisputed gold. Enjoy it, my friend. You deserve it. You called it.
Yeah, from nothing to something to everything.
I was asking you on Thursday about his right hand.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what you told me? Word for word, you said, I felt when we stared down, I felt his right hand was twitching, which was a subtle tell for me. He is ready to unload that right hand, and I feel that could be a downfall for him. If he lets that right hand go, I will not be there. I simply enter the way I enter, and that is enough. They either overextend or they shrink away, but either way, it is not good for them. I will create traps and dead space inside that octagon, and I will walk him into that dead space, but all of a sudden, he will be in danger. How do you do that? How do you predict these
things? If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction, and it will become reality.
All the stars are here, look.
Oh, no way, what's it called, the Walk of Fame?
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hollywood Walk of Fame, nice. I couldn't give a fuck about the Hollywood Walk of Fame, yeah, but that. I'm not looking to get my name on no Hollywood Walk of Fame,
right.
I'm looking to get that belt. Well, to be honest, I'm not even looking at getting that belt, because in my mind, I already have the belt. The belt is already mine. I carry myself like I have the belt.
I've lost my mind on this game, yeah? Like Vincent Van Gogh, he dedicated his life to his art and lost his mind in the process. That's happened to me. But fuck it, when that gold belt is around my waist, and my mother has a big mansion, and my girlfriend has a different car for every day of the week, and my kids have everything they ever want, then it will pay. Then I'm happy I lost my mind, yeah? I'll die a crazy old man.
I heard a quote one time from Vincent Van Gogh that really rang true. He said, he has dedicated his life to his art and he has lost his mind in the process. When I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind. But in a good way to regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m. They would look at me and say, I've lost my mind, but me, I have found it almost.
I wanted to read you a quote from 2013 that you said. It's really poignant, and I think it deserves to be read out in full, so just bear with me. I've lost my mind on this game, like Vincent van Gogh dedicated his life to his art, and he lost his mind in the process. That's happened to me, but fuck it. When that gold belt is around my waist, and my mother has a big mansion, my girlfriend has a car for every day of the week, and my kids' kids get everything they ever wanted, then it will pay. Then I'll be happy I lost my mind. Can you just reflect and talk to me about how that makes you feel hearing that in 2021?
It's been some ride. I've got it done, and I'm up here, mad as a brush. You know what I mean? I've been through it all, my friend. You know, I appreciate that, and it's been a wild ride for me. It's not been easy at times, but you know, what a life! And I tell you what, I wouldn't want it to be any other way. I just feel invigorated. You know what I mean? And as you said, I'm about artistry and all, and Vinnie Van Gogh, I'm going to paint a picture, a beautiful picture here inside this octagon on Saturday night, and I'm very excited to do so.
Even no matter what was going on in my life and getting involved with the wrong crowd and all, I always, no matter what was going on, some deep situations, I always had the belief that I was going to get here. I was going to get to the UFC. I was going to get, because I just knew I was different. I know I'm different than these people.
What is it that you need to overcome within yourself?
Just staying on the straight and narrow. You know what I mean? Just staying on the straight and narrow. Because I can be a product of my environment. You know what I mean? If I'm in with the wrong crowd, I just kind of become whatever. You know what I mean? So that's why I like to be isolated, and that's why this has helped me coming out here and being locked in an apartment on my own, building back up my leg, going from rehab to home to rehab to home, because there was no outsiders. It was isolation, it was visualization, it was motivation, and it was dedication. There was nothing else going on in my life, you know what I mean? Emotions is not good, right? Having the fight game in anything, really, you know. Absolutely. You need to be emotional. You can't carry emotions in things. So that was where I was at. Yeah. And then just hours upon hours, and realizing that on the mat and in the ring or in the cage or wherever, just realizing that having emotions. Because in training, you're going to have emotions. Like, maybe it might not be your day, and you start over-exerting energy on things, and it never helps. So just over the years, I've just learned to just be empty, basically. Just be empty in there. Empty of thought, empty of emotion, empty of anything.
That's why I'm saying I don't feel pressure on fight night. I don't feel pressure when I make that walk. Someone asked me what it's like when I make that walk, what it's like when you walk out into that arena, and I swear on my life, when I walk out to that arena, I honestly feel like I'm unshackling chains off of me. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm chained and I'm carrying a cross or something. And then when I get to that octagon, I'm peeling it all off. And when I finally step foot in that octagon and place my bare feet on that special UFC canvas, I feel free. Now what I am doing this for is finally here.
Movement, good exercise, good music, good clothes, good food. These are the things I love. Competition. I love competition. I love it.